Hello and welcome to another edition of Coach's Corner presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. This week we will hear from New Humboldt Wildcats head girls volleyball coach Carol Waldorf and Humboldt head girls soccer coach Rod Mooney. A familiar face was announced as the new Humboldt volleyball coach at Monday's Humboldt Community School District Board meeting. Carol Waldorf, who coached the program in the 2021 and 2022 seasons, is making her return after leading the program to a 48-20 overall record and a 13-1 North Central Conference mark. I spoke to Waldorf after the hiring was announced.
You know, 2 years ago, I stepped down. Honestly, the day after I did that, I've missed it since then. It was what I needed at the time. I kind of needed to take a step away, but I just love teaching the game of volleyball and just working with the girls and being part of the team. Taking that step back and kind of being on the sidelines the last couple of years was a little hard for me because I just really enjoy helping them and just pushing them to be better players and teammates. And so the first time around, I learned a lot. I think it was good to kind of take a little time off. And now that this opportunity opened up again, I just felt like it was meant to be. The timing is just right. And I'm just really excited to get back in the gym with the girls and help them and work with the coaches and just help the program overall as well. We, you know, it's on such a good track right now. I just wanted to make sure that it stays that way. And just being a part of it is something that I'm really looking forward to.
Where do you envision this Humboldt volleyball program to be under your leadership?
I've always looked at Humboldt volleyball as just being a big family and want everyone to just be involved. So Cassie Harkla, the JV coach, and I have been talking a ton the last few weeks, and we're both on the same page where we just want to see one cohesive unit within the volleyball team, just from top to bottom. And so just including youth programs, the middle school, you know, up through the high school level, and getting good coaches involved, getting the kids invested at a young age, and just helping them with their skills, and then continuing that up through the middle school and high school, and just trying to make just the overall program a lot stronger. We've kind of been on that track, so her and I just want to really work together to really help hone that in and just put people in place for that. And I continue to see it being really successful, but our goal is to somehow create more state appearances. So we really want to push the girls as hard as we possibly can to prepare them to compete against the best 3A teams in the state. I do really think that goal is obtainable here in Humboldt. We have so many people invested in the program. So just really pushing them harder and just getting them more prepared to compete at that higher level. Just being a part of Humboldt and the community in general, and just to see all of the support around the volleyball program and all the sports, just it makes it exciting. And I think that's kind of what our goal is as coaches, and we're all on the same page and have communicated a lot about that. So we're excited to kind of try to push it to that next level.
Now, Coach, moving into 2025, what are your thoughts on the group going into this first season for you back?
I am so excited. I feel like that's all I've been able to think about. So Cassie and I have already been doing lots of planning. So we are wanting to hit the ground running in June when, you know, we can start working with the girls, just getting as many touches over the summer as we possibly can and getting as many of the girls in the gym and just working together. I think volleyball is a huge team sport. And so making sure that you have a good team camaraderie is really important. So that's something that we really want to push. I didn't look at numbers, but I think we have like 9 out of the 10 girls, you know, on varsity that played last year returning, or that, you know, have stats for the season. So, I mean, we have an awesome group returning, a lot of girls that have played for multiple years on varsity, which I always think is great, you know, having that experience as well, just, you know, having those leaders on the team. So yeah, I just look forward to getting back in the gym with all of them. I've worked with all of them in some capacity over the years, so I'm just ready to get them all kind of in one group and just look forward to kind of pushing them out of their comfort zones. Honestly, that's what we're looking forward to.
As far as your background, you were a former college volleyball player.
I've played volleyball all my life. So I played, you know, in high school, and then I went to Augustana College in Sioux Falls and I played for 4 years there. And then I continued in different, you know, leagues and even sand volleyball and things after that. And then I realized that, so I started coaching at the youth level when my daughter was in third grade, and just realized I loved teaching the fundamentals of volleyball. So then I kind of started doing a lot more coaching versus playing. And so I coached the youth program for, I think, 7 years. And then I did coach 2 years in 21 and 22 at the varsity level as well. So kind of got that experience there. But we're just volleyball fanatics in our house. We love watching volleyball. Anytime we can get to a, you know, volleyball game or whatnot, we just love the sport. So it's kind of staple in our house.
And Coach, what's going to be the message to the team? I know we're pretty far out from the first games and first practices, but I guess what would be the message going into the second time around year one?
I want to be a team. I want to be a family. We're going to make it that's our focus during the volleyball season. So that's going to be a big piece of it. And also one of the messages is that they're good. I mean, they're great. They're great players. So I want them to believe that, because I think that's a huge piece to the game, is just believing how good they can be. So doing as much, you know, of that kind of stuff as we can, just even on the mental game of it, and just knowing that the potential is there. And then how do we get that out of them? And, you know, what do we do as coaches to give them the tools to be the best and to compete against the best teams in the 3A class and to make state? You know, that's what everyone wants and at the high school level. And I want to provide the platform for the girls to get there. So we're just going to, whatever we can do as coaches, as players, just as a community, that's what our goal will be.
Well, Coach, appreciate you taking the time and want to congratulate you again on getting the position and look forward to the upcoming 2025 season.
Thank you so much. I'm very excited and can't wait. I don't want to wish away time, but I really can't wait for summer to begin. So fall comes sooner.
The Humboldt girls soccer team begins their 2025 regular season on Thursday when they host Mason City in non-conference play. I sat down with Mooney to discuss last season and the upcoming campaign for the girls soccer program.
Thought last year we did a good job of competing night in and night out. I think our schedule progressively is getting tougher and tougher year in and year out, so I thought we had a great group of seniors last year who really did a good job of setting the tone for the rest of the team, so we're looking to build off of the last couple of years' success and try to keep improving.
What are the thoughts moving into this upcoming season with this group?
Now, at the beginning of the year, it's always kind of a piecing together of what we have, who can we move, how can we adjust to make, to best suit the kids that we have in front of us this year. I think we graduated a lot of seniors last year who really played a lot of time, and so replacing them will be tough. But while they did get a lot of minutes on the field for our senior group, I think our younger kids got quite a bit of time too. So just kind of trying to fit the pieces together the best way to help create success for this year. We want to try to, capitalize and continue to build on our offensive success. I think, there were games last year where we really did a good job of controlling the ball and moving the ball, and then some games where we really struggled. So we just want to keep making strides with that and keep getting better at it. It's really about piecing together the kids right now, though, and trying to figure out what we have and how we're best serve to play together, between mixing the kids that we have and some of the younger kids. We'll have some freshmen on the varsity this year that I think will contribute for us. And so that's kind of fun.
And Coach, as far as returning letter winners for this upcoming season, where are they going to mix in?
That still remains to be seen a little bit. Elsie Hubble and Lily Allison will definitely kind of shore up the front end, the offensive end for us. We relied on them quite a bit last year. I think Aranza Gonzalez will move up into the midfield for us this year. So let her kind of see if she can, kind of solidify the midfield with us a little bit. Mia Sanchez will play in the midfield for us a little bit. Defensively, I think we had a lot of really good experience last year. Gracie Lyon, E.C. Olson, Brogan Lennonmeyer will play a little bit back there for us. And Adeline Vinsand, those kids, all got plenty of time last year on the defensive end. And then, Lena Detman's back as our goalie again this year, which she got better and better as the year went on for, really just kind of picking up goalie at the beginning of the year and then just doing her best all season. So, and then piecing together some of the freshmen and some of the other kids, some of the JV kids that are coming up who, had good experiences with Coach Harclaw last year. I think, we have a enough experience at each level that I think, you know, they can help each other a little bit. But, you know, there's going to be some learning involved for us. So there's no doubt about that.
And Coach, among some of the newcomers, you see a few freshmen on this varsity roster here. Has anybody caught your eye through the beginning of this preseason practice coming into this season where you think there might be something there moving into the regular season?
Anytime you're moving a freshman up to varsity, they're doing something right. You know, they're showing some kinds of signs that they're going to be able to play for you. Sadie Hubble does a nice job as a forward for us. She's quick and aggressive. Olivia Harklaw will play in the midfield for us somewhere, you know, and, you know, she's got good experience, you know, and good skills. And then Ava Gears also will probably play some forward for us. You know, these are kids that have played some soccer in their life, you know, and, you know, you take those experiences to the field for us right away. And I anticipate that they'll be able to help us somewhere down the road here.
Has it been hard to navigate practice with some of the inclement weather we've had since soccer practice has started?
Yeah, we need to apologize to everybody for forcing there to be a blizzard because we started practice. You know, I don't think that would have happened had we not started soccer, but since it was, we had to move inside a little bit. We had to cancel a couple of practices, but that's pretty much par for the course for spring sports and soccer in general since I've been doing this. You know, you got to kind of roll with that a little bit and figure out ways to have productive practices in the gym and, you know, just take it for what it is. And, you know, I think the kids do a good job of that. I think they realize it's not always optimal to practice in the gym, but at the same time, you know, if we go into it with the right mindset, we can still get something out of it.
And Coach, what's the message to this year's team as you get ready for the first games coming up?
Well, you know, there's just going to be a lot of learning. You know, although we've got some experience, there's you know, going to be some moments where we have to figure it out together with this group, just like we had with all the other groups, you know, and have to be a little bit patient with ourselves and at the same time be ready to compete at the varsity level, which, you know, for most of these kids is a lot more physical than what they've seen so far, you know, barring the kids that have a lot of varsity experience. But the new kids are going to, you know, there's going to be some pushing and shoving that they're going to have to be able to navigate. But I think they're ready to do that. You know, we're trying to do a good job of that in practice of simulating what the game's actually going to feel like. And, you know, next Monday, we're going to go to Storm Lake and get a scrimmage in on the EV soccer field. And so that will be good experience for us too. So that hopefully we're ready to play when we hit the field on Thursday against Mason City.
Any early thoughts on the season opener against Mason City?
They're traditionally one of the tougher teams we play. So it'll be a good bar for us to see, you know, where we stand and what we need to work on. You know, they, you know, that's a program that's been around for a while and has had some good success and, you know, plays in a very competitive league. So, you know, we'll have to play well and we'll have to be ready to play. But, you know, either way, we're going to come out of that game learning something about ourselves for sure.
Well, Coach, appreciate you taking the time here and want to wish you best of luck for the upcoming girls soccer season.
Great. Thanks, Matt. I appreciate it.
With that, we will conclude this week's edition of Coach's Corner presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. Tune in next week for another edition of Coach's Corner.